This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.
Back on the show, yep, Community Connection, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Doesn't matter the platform. We appreciate you making us part of your weekend. I'm Bill Davis, your host. Welcoming back to the studios, good friend of mine, Hans Erchinger Davis. He's Executive Director, Lighthouse Mission Ministries. You're looking all summer fresh and happy.
For the most part, yeah, I am.
Yeah? No big stress in your life these days? Everything's cool?
Not lately. I know we had our Ragnar team actually just complete the race a little while ago.
How did they do?
They did all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, we haven't gotten the actual stats back yet as to where we stacked up, but it was a lot of fun.
Did everybody get a participation ribbon? I'm just curious.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, everybody gets a trophy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we want to make sure that we recognize everybody. Yeah. Were you part of the team?
I was, yeah. There was 12
runners.
What
leg were you? What did you do?
I had three legs, the opening leg up in Peace Arch, and then one down in Mount Vernon, and then one down on Whidbey Island.
Mm-hmm. You didn't shame yourself. You did well.
Right? I did all right. I was impressed, actually.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Did you show everybody? Was it personal best? Did you show everybody your time or what?
No, I showed everybody my time. I don't have a personal best. I don't do enough.
Are you not one of the guys that has the watch and your timing and you're checking your time, you're checking your pulse? You're not one of those
guys. No,
I'm
not that guy.
You're not runner guy.
I was, but I.
Yeah. Nice. Well, it's good having you back in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Let's do a little old business, a little new business. I know that your idea for a big shelter close to the waterfront didn't pan out like you guys thought it was going to. That was because the port exercised their option.
Their first right of refusal to buy the land from the city, and they exercised that. And so we're on to plan B right now.
So, yeah, you're kind of back to the drawing. Was it back to the drawing board, or do you have a plan B?
It's to a degree it's back to the drawing board. We still have the basic ideas down for what it's going to look like. It's just the location that we're sorting out now.
So what do you? How do you sort that out? What's the process?
We have a number of criteria that it has to meet, and we start just reviewing all the different sites that are possibilities. Mm-hmm.
So that's why you go over it with your board, I guess, or your creative people.
Yeah, we go over
it
with our board, and the city goes over it with their people, and we come together on it and say, is this going to work or not?
Well, to that end, like I said, old business, I want to give a little background as to what you guys were going through to try to get a new shelter.
Yeah.
You've got, I understand, something special coming up where you would like some folks to come by and tour and see what you guys do.
Thanks, Bill. Yes, we have an open house coming up August 3rd, and it starts at 3 p.m. and goes through 7 p.m. So it's going to be basically a half day of people can come down anytime in that time, and it's a self-guided tour. We're going to have
we probably need to tell everybody where the Lighthouse Mission is.
Yes, it's on the corner of F Street and Holly Street, downtown.
Easy to find. Yeah.
Easy to find. We have four facilities down there, and you'll be able to tour all four of those facilities.
Hmm.
There's this whole trying to site an additional shelter to what we already have has generated a lot of interest in the community.
Sure.
People are like, what actually goes on at the mission? What are some other?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of buildings and lots of different programs. What is going on there? And so this is an opportunity for people to actually engage us and get in our doors and see exactly what's happening.
I know you have coffee sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have coffee there. We'll
that's the drop-in, right? That's the.
We have it at the drop-in. You bet. We have a little cafe there, and we do call it chore charge. People can pay a buck for their quadruple shot latte.
Yeah.
Or they can do a chore, wipe down some tables, sweep the front porch, whatever they like, and we'll get them a coffee that way.
So on a self-guided tour, what are they going to see? Where are they going to go? What are they going to do?
Well, you're going to start in our chapel, actually, in our main mission building, that old Spanish-style looking building.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start there, and then they'll get a map. And they'll be able to walk around to the various facilities. So they'll walk through the men's shelter first. That's the main mission building. They'll get to walk through the women's shelter, which is our Agape home. That's Kitty Corner from the main mission building. Then another building we have is called the New Life Center. And that has our Addiction Recovery and Christian Discipleship Program, our Transitional Housing Program, and our Child Care Center in there. So you get to tour all those things. And then you can head on over to the Drop-In Center, which is our interim 24-hour drop-in center where people can come in any time of the day, but then you get to see it and have a guided tour by staff.
Yeah, experience it. How you guys went 24/7? Was it 18 months ago? 2 years? How
has
it
been? No, October.
Oh, just this last October, and that's working out for you.
Yeah, I mean all other programs are 24 hour as well.
Yeah,
but this one was specific for the chronically homeless, the people pushing their carts around downtown.
Sure,
the people that are in pretty rough shape, and that's it's our outreach really.
Yeah.
We want to get people in the doors, make it very easy to get in, and create create a motivational space for people to raise their hands and say, I want more. We call those folks off into our other programs, and they get deeper case management and special care.
Those lovely tones on the other side of the microphone from me belong to Hans Erchinger Davis. He is the executive director of Lighthouse Mission Ministries. And again, you got a big open house coming up on the 3rd?
The 3rd.
August 3rd.
Yeah. August 3rd, a Thursday.
Thursday, and this starts at 3 to 7. I want to talk a little philosophy with you here just a moment. You've talked about creating good tension for people who come to the shelter, who use the facilities.
Yeah.
You really don't want them, you know, making a lifelong commitment to staying there.
No,
you actually
no.
want them
it's
to
meant to be a temporary
get together
solution for people,
and get
right?
out. But you call that kind of a good tension that you create
there. Yeah. We want people, we don't want our, for example, we don't want our drop-in center to be the Taj Mahal.
Right.
We want it to be a space that's safe, that's clean,
sure.
that people feel welcome and have a real strong sense of dignity. But we don't want that to be anyone's end game. We want people to keep moving through our continuum and start moving towards holistic, true, all around health and flourishing. And when we got to start somewhere though, and that's, but we don't want people to stay stuck in that beginning spot.
Right.
And we want to really encourage people to move forward at a rate that they can handle. Everyone's different in how they progress. But that's kind of the idea is we get them in the doors, very easy to get in. The drop-in center just has mats on the floor, right? When you sleep at night, it's nothing too fancy. It's not bringing people from out of town. I'll tell you that much.
Right. Yeah. Right?
That's been one of the
that
the big
had been
concerns.
The rumor saying, oh, yeah. that all the homeless people from
Seattle
all over Seattle, yeah, they get bussed in to
no,
your.
No, it doesn't
on,
happen. That, people aren't coming here for a mat on the floor.
Right.
If they thought they got their own studio apartment, they might come for that reason. But they're not going to be coming for a mat on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's just what we're offering right there. And the idea is we want people to want more, and typically they do. Especially as they develop trust relationships with the staff and really cultivate that sense of hope that more can happen in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have that happening, we really see significant change in people's hearts.
Yeah. Last time, I'm sorry, I forgot the young lady's name who visited with us last time.
We had Bridget Reeves.
Bridget was in, and she was talking about these little business cards or little cards that you're going to be handing out to people on the street. Tell me about, we got a couple of minutes left here to chat with you. Tell me about that.
It's basically a business card size bifold, a little piece of business card type paper, and it explains everything our drop-in center does. Mm-hmm. And what we do with those cards is we encourage people to give those to people that are panhandling instead of giving them cash. Because cash typically just keeps people stuck in the woods. It doesn't actually have any real significant help. But this card really allows somebody to say, hey, this is what time the meals are. This is what time I can get a bed for the night.
Mm-hmm.
This is what time our chapel service is. All voluntary, by the way. But those they can see that very easily on this card.
Because a lot of people on the street may not know about your facility.
A lot of people, there's usually word of mouth. Mm-hmm. Gets around pretty quick when you're on the streets. But some people, when they're stuck, they show up and they're in the woods and they're panhandling. They don't always know. And they need that invitation.
Yeah.
And the invitations is key. And that's something that we're actually developing some new programs here on the horizon that I can't talk about yet to really, really encourage that invitation.
So what would people come, like during the open house, could they pick up some cards?
Yes, you get those cards. Yeah. You keep them in your wallet or your purse. And you hand those things out at the intersections instead of cash.
Well, let's tell them about the open house again. When's it going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be August 3rd, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Show up at any time in that window, and you can start your self-guided tour, and there'll be staff at each site to explain what's going on in each program.
A gentleman who is doing great work in our community with a number of wonderful volunteers, Hans Erchinger Davis. Thanks for coming in. You're always welcome.
Thanks, Phil.
We will continue with Community Connection here in a moment. KGMI News Talk 790, KGMI.com, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.
This is Community Connection on KGMI News Talk 790 and KGMI.com.